Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a Rockin' New Year's Eve edition of
WFSO Radio Network. Probably most likely what we're going to talk about today is like what we've been thinking about with this decade and, of course, this year, 2019, is going to turn to 2020. Good and the bad of 2019. And also just celebrating the New Year. I know we haven't been on for like maybe like around 2 weeks, and I guess it was just like we just needed like a little break. Ooh. Yeah, right now we're watching Dumb and Dumber unrated. So, Mike can hear some of it in the background. Just and it smells like kind of like burning candles in here. I think she just put out the apple one she got today. But let's just talk about some of the shows that's going on that we're having, and there are some shows that's like not coming back for a while, and if I could tell you, like, the Hazel Runs Her Mouth show is still going, it's still going to happen, that's still going. Every Wednesdays at 9, 8 Central. And still going on Thursday is the WFSL's Bucks Talk. That's going on 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central. And what's moving to Fridays is my show, which is going to run by right before SmackDown. It's 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Why are you going to bed? But that's going on Fridays, and what's returned to Mondays is WFSO Aftermath. That's the only show that's like coming back in. Okay, so right after Raw is over, it will be the show to talk about the week of wrestling, not just WWE, not just Impact, but also exactly, wrestling. So, but so as you can say, that one show is going to be just put on hold. Also, with the clapback episodes, I wanted to bring them back to Tuesdays, but I'm thinking that I just need to try to get some interviews lined up, so we'll see. So right now that's coming soon. Well, we're going to play another song and what is going on, so we will be back.
I dancer. A little souvenir. Can I steal it from you? To memorize the way you shocked me. The way you move it is. Just want to feel it from you.
Do you like getting paid or getting paid attention?
Like,
you mix the wrong guys with the right intentions. In the same bed, but it still feel long distance.
Yeah, yeah.
You're looking for a little more consistency.
I know.
When you stop looking, you gon' find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with the hoes. I cut off all my X's for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had, you'll just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'll get maximum views. I came through in the clutch more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your fake cologne just to get you alone.
Back, SU 2010 was like sometimes been the weirdest, strangest, good, sad, ugly. What else I can say about this decade? Yeah. That was one good thing to say. Check, yeah, you know, the beginning of the decade was kind of bad for us, or bad situations and things like that. Yeah, it hasn't slowly getting better. Like, right. But, I'm trying to think of, like, some of the good moments of this decade. Like, yeah, we did put on a wrestling show, although we... Yeah, we did do SummerFest. Right. Yeah, it's been a long battle ever since 2010. Yep, Libby did have puppies. Yeah, I did have some, got rid of some, then bought some more. So, what's that? Oh. Yeah. Let's see, like the belts we had. Like even Hazel have her own belt. Yep, European title. But trying to think what else. Like well, we had this long time about getting this Pfizer form up and running. Right. Although they got a, you know, like a, there was a decent decade until last year. Last year just got better. We thought, this is just laughing this one part on Dollar Dollar. We'll do some traveling. Let's see. Chicago. Yep. Yeah, what we do in this house is kind of funny. We try to pin each other for the 24/7 title. Even the dog, yeah, the dog that holds it too, yeah. Yeah, I did do that, but like I said, it's just, I wonder if this was one of the things that they didn't, that was unrated. Oh, that's funny. Let's see, yeah, I remember, like, I'm missing, like, what was good and bad about this decade. Well, it was, yeah, we did get married. Where we had, like, four shades of seasons. Right. But Let's see. I know we're going to start a new journey in a new place coming up this coming year. Some of the places we have moved to from South Milwaukee to the South Side, West Allis. Yeah. Greenfield? Oh, I thought that was still Milwaukee. Yep. In Milwaukee again, the South Side. Got on North 12th Street. Then here, where we're at now. Can't complain about it, but I think over here it had to be the worst of them all. Watch within like the next 7 minutes, they're going to start shooting. And I know I was supposed to call the police or whatever, but can't do it with two phones, like with busy with one and busy with the other. Let's see, what else? I forgot. I have the money in the bank briefcase. Oh, yeah, and then one of his belts.
What's your plan here?
Is he tapping? He's still. Hazel's trying to pin Mike for the 24/7 title right now. I thought only your toes were ticklish.
Huh?
But your toes was only ticklish. This is funny. If only y'all was here to see it, ladies and gentlemen.
I can run at you.
Only thing you can do is try to make them tap out.
What way can make it tap?
What's that?
Bullshit.
Oh.
See, that's illegal. I keep the belt by default.
I think there's no disqualification when it comes to that belt.
Who's the last one that ran through here out of these two?
Thing was Living.
You're on my naughty list.
Did they approve the Uber?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay.
That's just crazy. But that was so funny. Well, back to this decade. Like I do mention my travels, I went to Atlanta for my first WrestleMania in 2011. I also went to Chicago a few times for like some pay-per-views. We had a, I think we had like a, yeah, the pay-per-view of Fastlane, and I think it was 2015 or 2016 or something like that. But I'm hoping it's possible that we get a pay-per-view, at least a good pay-per-view this decade. And, oh, yeah, I don't know if anybody was on the Real Milwaukee Bucks group. They already mentioned, like, the next 3 years and, like, the towns that's going to host it. And it was rumored that that Milwaukee was going to get it either in 2023 or 2024, but it looks like they could get it in 2024. Because, like, the next 3 years are already taken. You have Indianapolis for not this coming season, but next one in 2021. 2022 is Cleveland, and 2023 is Salt Lake City, Utah. So that's going to be interesting. So I'm just hoping that we do get it in 2024, and I think by the time but
2 minutes.
Yep. It is 11:58, so less than 2 minutes till shoot out. Let's see. Yeah, 1 minute. 1 minute to the new year. Yay! Yep, a new decade.
And so it begins.
They know they're early. Okay, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Years ago, we
it is predicted, seriously,
the amount
understand why.
We don't understand why they do
it. If it was fun, what are we doing? You know what I mean? Right. But what we can do is stop by that.
It is ridiculous. It is.
It started 2 minutes before midnight. It's 1 minute after midnight, and it's still going on.
Okay, they run out of bullets. Okay, and it seems like it finally calmed down. Well, is everybody, what everybody think about their future with this decade, with the 2020s? Like, what is everybody's... Like, what is everybody's plans, what they want to do with the... this decade. But that's the same thing I want to do with this station and oh yeah, definitely move from here. Right. Yes, it is. Which I'm glad it finally stopped.
I don't leave midnight. So I let one of
the lights
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they were. But anyways, I guess part of, as she's still trying to pin him, I guess one of the things I would like to do is like, I would like to travel more. Also, I would like to also, you know, try to go to more, like, wrestling shows, although it won't be that many independent shows that I will go to, but at least there will be some that I would like to go to. Like, there's a company in Chicago that's been here once before, Zillo Pro. They're coming back in June and October of this year. Ooh, that has to hurt. Believe me, if I wasn't doing this show right now, I would have, like, called the police ahead of time. Because this is stupid. And, like I said about this coming decade, I do want to travel a little bit more. Like, go to, like, maybe some Comic-Cons and... I would like to go to WrestleMania again, but I'm thinking, like, what I want to do is, like, try to go to, like, when's WrestleMania 40? I'm hoping it'll be in Minnesota. When I turn 40, yeah. That would be. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because if Royal Rumble would be in Seattle next year, what, you want to go? Or not? Training takes too long.
If he helped you, then that stuff is that y'all would have to put the title together. Now you definitely ain't gonna help.
Oh man, that's funny. What you just said. See, I'm going to go out there and shout, like, will y'all cut that shit out? And the police station is, like, right nearby here, and they don't hear this. Then there'll be no point in me calling them.
We're playing fireworks or gunshots over here. It's literally being done on 11:59.
Yeah. We successfully made it.
Well, you go
forward. Well, I'm going to play a song right quick, and we'll talk about more about, like, this new decade we're in, 2020.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
For this decade, we hope to get an all-star game here. Maybe a main pay-per-view here. Like main, one of the main four. Or another one. Well, we already got the Democratic National Convention coming this summer. So that's a start. And I know there's like some areas around Pfizer Forum, they still got to, they're going to start doing after the Democratic convention. That's funny, but anyways, it is after midnight. Yes, you do. She's going to do the puns. Well, you're doing the puns. Yep, they're at it again. Anyways, we're just going to cut this short. And, well, I know we had like 12 minutes anyway, so might as well end it with just like a Happy New Year. Check out the upcoming shows that's coming on. Like I said, tomorrow, well, you might as well say today, later on, Gay Hazel's Runs Her Mouth. Thursday, you got the Bucks Talk. And Friday, you got my show. And returning this coming Monday is WFSO Aftermath. You know, nothing but wrestling. But, yeah, it should be good. So hope you guys get to listen and enjoy, you know, WFSO. But WrestlingFansSpeakOut.weebly.com, check that out. Also check out WrestlingFansSpeakOut on Facebook, either the group or the or the page. Follow us on Twitter. Also, tweet. Either follow Hazel or myself on Instagram. Mine is ArcherJ2000, and yours is Angel Autumn or something like that. Oh. Let's see, is there, no, that will be it. So, do you get there? I'm most likely going to be on her show tomorrow, so. I guess, surprise, surprise. It's not X-rated?
No, family.
I know, I'm just joking. Anyways, we're going to be out of here, and we'll talk to y'all later on today. So have a good one.